Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afper and thank you so much for being here today with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. And I'm so excited because Angela Montano is back on the show. And she's been with us a few months ago during the last season. And really I love the truth and authenticity with which she shares her message. And during the last call, she really opened our eyes to the endless benefits of prayer and to a new perspective of prayer that is based on acceptance, on forgiveness, and unconditional love. And today we'll be talking more about this really important topic, which is the healing power of prayer. And just for those of you who are not yet familiar with Angela's work, she is an international spiritual coach and facilitator, author of the forthcoming book, Rethink Prayer. And she facilitated over 15,000 individual sessions with people all over, of all different faiths and belief systems. And she is also a featured guest on Hay House Radio. And Angela considers prayer to be our greatest technology to access a life of purpose and fulfillment. So we'll be talking about the healing power of prayer, as I said, and also we'll take questions from you. So for those of you on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. So yeah, so with that, Angela, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. I am so grateful to be here and honored to do so.
Beautiful. Thank you. And so as I said, like during the last call, you really opened our eyes to a new perspective of prayer. And maybe if I would love if we can start our call talking about this, the love energy and the support that we feel through the perspective you shared with us, especially that we need to have like a relationship with the universe, that the universe is really supporting us and really loving us unconditionally and accepting us as we are. We don't need like to change ourselves to be accepted. So I would love that we start talking about that and then we flow with that.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, so just, you know, everybody, just take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath wherever you are right now. And as we talk about prayer, I want you to know that there is a power within you to connect to the supportive nature of life, the supportive nature of the universe. And so many of us have lost touch with the idea that life is for us. Albert Einstein said that the most important decision we'll ever make is whether we believe the universe is friendly or not. And for us to believe the universe is friendly, we have to believe the unknown is friendly. And how do we tap into the support of the universe, the friendliness of the universe? Especially when we're seeing so many, you know, many of us see very, you know, bad things happening, tragedies occurring. How do we tap into the friendliness and the support of the universe? It feels like most of us are bombarded and mesmerized by a sense that something is wrong. If we're not seeing it on the news, we're feeling it in our own life. You know, maybe you're having a challenge with a relationship. Maybe you're having a challenge with money. Maybe you're having a challenge with your health. And so many of us, we're just kind of moving forward in a sense of isolation. I just hope nothing too bad happens to me, and I hope I can figure out how to move forward. And sometimes we get somewhere doing it that way, but usually we end up feeling quite alone and really exhausted. So back to this thing I said, you have a power. You have a power within you. I have it. Monsef has it. You have it. And it is a connection to this friendliness, this connection to the supportive nature of the universe. This connection is prayer. Now, the problem is so many of us have learned about prayer in a way that suggests it's about begging, beseeching, trying to get help from some power outside of ourselves. And
yes.
So we think prayer doesn't work because we're like, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, help me. But we're not praying from a sense of connection, from a sense of connection, from a sense of connection. You are connected to invisible, infinite love. And all you have to do is call upon it from the awareness of your connection. So when I talk about rethink prayer, you know, rethink prayer, I really, really want everyone to rethink prayer.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you or me or anyone to go a day without prayer support, because I witness in my work the difference it makes. It makes an extraordinary difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I really loved what you said, because as you just mentioned, because like we see so many things happening around the world, and also we have our personal challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we want also to like to help others to change
mm-hmm.
The challenges they go through this. So and sometimes we think that if taking physical action is the most powerful thing, but really the power of prayer can really change so many things and shift so many things. So I would love if you can tell us more how we can use prayer to help like people having challenges like what happened in Las Vegas and before in Irma and many parts of the world.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I live here in Los Angeles. I'm about a 5.5-hour drive from Las Vegas, and the Las Vegas shooting that Monsef is speaking of is considered to be the largest mass shooting that has occurred in United States history. And then the other largest mass shooting happened just also this year. And it's not, it seems like Bali, Burma, you know, all these different places. Now Las Vegas, these things are happening. And one of the things that's happening in my country right now, related to the Las Vegas shooting, and I'm seeing this in a lot of news reports, I'm seeing this in a lot of commentaries, I'm seeing this on Facebook, and they're saying, enough with your thoughts and prayers, you know, we need action, we need gun control, we need
yes.
new laws, and I'm actually for new gun control laws, yes, yes, yes. But when these commentators and news announcers say, you know, And people with political points of view, they're kind of writing off thoughts and prayers like it's a nicety. Oh, you know, you're in my thoughts and prayers. You know, like it means nothing. When you put something into prayer, it is a game changer. When you put something into prayer that is, that you're putting into prayer from a way in which you are willing to believe you're connected to infinite, all-inclusive, invisible love. Gandhi, we think of Gandhi as perhaps the most celebrated history, you know, figure in history who practiced nonviolence. He said, prayer from the heart, and that's from that connected place I'm speaking of, prayer from the heart can achieve what nothing else in the world can. So through prayer, we're shifting what is possible. We're shifting the dimension of consciousness in which we live. We're relying on the infinite, loving nature of humanity rather than on the limited reptilian, you know, I'm thinking of the reptilian part of our brains, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're relying on who we are, made in love, made out of love, born out of love. Now, if all of us were living conscious that I am born out of love and I am deathless and I am birthless, I am ongoing love, we would naturally be kind and fearless. And that's the kind of consciousness that prayer seeks to tap us into, to make available to us. I know of a mystic by the name of Joel Goldsmith. He's now passed on, but he said, have faith not in man whose breath is in his nostrils, but have faith in the Spirit of God within man. So just think about that, the Spirit of God within Monsef, within you, within me, the Spirit of God within us. Now, if that word God doesn't work for you, how about just the Spirit of love? Have faith in the Spirit of love. Have faith in the Spirit of eternal love within you. And we want to become more identified with this Spirit of love. We're born to love. Prayer is a distribution center for love. So when we see these heroic acts that happen where these tragedies unfold, love bubbles up. We see the candles. We see the flowers. We see the people hugging. We see people calling upon a greater inner strength to transform. So all of that is very prayerful. And I invite you to just contemplate, what would it be like for you today, just today, to live prayerfully, full of prayer, full of prayer energy? What would that even look like, be, mean? I feel like if I didn't give you any answer to that, you would find your way on your own, because you are born with this inherent spiritual instinct. It is an instinct, prayer. Is an instinct for you to reach beyond the current suffering, the current sense of problem. You are endowed with this spiritual instinct. Now, many of us have lost touch with this instinct. But you know how you have an instinct to breathe? Most of us are breathing with some relative ease, if there's nothing obstructing that. It's just an instinct to breathe. We have an instinct to sleep. Even when we have sleeping problems, there's some way in which that instinct, you know, we've lost connection with that rhythm, but you have a right to sleep. You have a right to breathe. Eating, moving is an instinct. You know, I'm sitting in a chair right now and I just switched position. I had an instinct to move. Prayer too is an instinct. It's an instinct of your spirit to lean into, to lean into the love that you really are. And of course, the problem is we don't think about ourselves as love. You know, I think of myself as, you know, all my mistakes. I think about myself, you know, in other ways. But this is when we become prayerful, we remember who we are in relationship to love. And then we send that love to ourselves and others.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very important point that you mentioned. Because, like, many times we have this lack of worthiness. We feel that we are not worthy that our prayer gets answered, like, because we did so many mistakes, or we are not ready to get the answers we need. So I think that self-love, it's really important for us in our relationship with the universe, with God.
I think you bring up such a good point, because I wonder sometimes if the two things, worthiness and aloneness, you know, I think those two things or energies or lies, I could say, that keep us from going to prayer. You know, there are people on the planet right now who just are awake to prayer, and they wouldn't get up and live one day not connected to what I like to refer to as the prayer field. They wouldn't even think about living prayer, you know, without the support of prayer, because they feel the energy in their bones and they want to always send that energy of prayer before them wherever they go. But for so many of us, like you said, we have bought into this lie that our worth is an issue. Each one of us came into this incarnation stamped approved. You are infinitely worthy. You know, how could you put a price on your hand, on one eyeball, on one kind gesture that you've done in your life? Like, it's priceless. You are priceless. We are priceless. We are priceless and precious. And yet, from our ego, and I like the definition of ego, E-G-O, which is edging God out. You know, it's these thoughts that edge out the idea that we're all one family, one people, one love. So when I'm in my ego, when I'm in my ignorance, when I believe I'm separate from a friendly universe, I imagine I'm unworthy. And then guess what? I don't even think to go to prayer, because how could an unworthy person ask the infinite love within and around them for anything? I'm unworthy. So we don't even attempt it. And then the second reason we often don't pray is we just are in a trance of loneliness. We're in a trance of isolation. And I am not only speaking about someone who may be listening who's living alone and doesn't talk to many people. I'm talking about somebody who's listening and has four children and or is at work with people all around them. It's like many of us go forth in a consciousness like, I've got to figure this out myself. I've got to go it alone. I'm all alone to figure this out. And then when we're in that consciousness, again, we don't pray. We don't think to pray. Because why would I pray if I'm all alone? If I'm all alone and worthy, it doesn't even occur to me. And if that's not bad enough, again, the word prayer is misunderstood. You know, there's a kind of disempowering way people think of prayer that fortunately is being changed. But we want to let go of those old, outdated ways of thinking about prayer and embrace a vital, living, breathing prayer energy and instinct to reach beyond your suffering into the light of solutions, possibilities that love brings. Love heals. Love is the answer. And prayer brings love. Prayer brings love to people, situations, things. And again, pray for yourself. Maybe we'll talk about that at some point, the importance of praying for ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really beautiful what you shared, Angela. And also, in addition to unworthiness, there is another point is about trust. Because sometimes we pray, but we still like don't have trust in that the best will happen to us. That's only what serves us will happen. We always have this fear in the background. Mm-hmm. We always try to look if the things happen as we expect or not, mm-hmm. and this causes like some kind of stress and also mistrust in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, what you're speaking of, Monsef, is circumstantial consciousness. You know, so many of us think, if I can just get the right circumstances lined up, I'll be relieved. Everything will be okay. And if we get those circumstances lined up, we might feel good for a little while, but then we get afraid of them going away. How do we keep it going? And then that's its whole other set of problems. And so it is really interesting, you know, to claim for yourself a sense of what the Buddhists refer to as non-attachment. Like, if we could get so humble that I say, I don't know for sure what circumstance will bring me the greatest joy, peace, and fulfillment, wealth, and prosperity. I don't know for sure. But I'm asking this infinite friendly universe to bring to me all that makes my life happy and complete. And I'm going to start now to imagine the feeling of that I already have it. I'm going to be so receptive to prayer that I offer my imagination to prayer, that I'm willing to feel and sense that it's already done. Like I'm leaning into faith and trust. And it's out of that kind of prayer practice that miracles unfold. But when we think the main event is getting a certain circumstance or certain situation, then we live in the when. W-H-E-N. When I, then I. When I get the job, then I'll be happy. When I get the relationship, then I'll be happy. When I get the money, then I. And then we're just living in the when, and it's kind of a state of perpetual unfulfillment. And that is not anyone's destiny. Our destiny is fulfillment. Our destiny is the fulfillment of our purpose. But our purpose today might be smiling at a stranger and uplifting that human being's day. That might be our destiny today. You know, we have in our minds our destiny as something, you know, something extraordinary. But if we meet each ordinary moment with this infinite love, not only do the ordinary moments begin to take on a feeling of the extraordinary, our extraordinary life unfolds out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very beautiful. It's really those, like you said, ordinary or little things that really add the beauty to our life. Like smiling to others, and it's like the smile. It's really like make it very easy to have like good relationship with others and have this maybe high vibrational relationships instead like of I don't know like the not smiling at all. So it's really like the small things have very very great power in bringing more joy, bringing more happiness, and with those all those small. Small things that really we can create like the biggest, like it doesn't come like at once, it's so many steps that we go through, and it's a journey.
Yes, beautifully said. Yes, and you know, it's like if you can see the infinite in the minute, you know, if you can see in one, like I'm thinking of the American currency, the penny, that's our least little bit of money. One penny doesn't buy much here, we'd say. But if you can see infinite abundance in that one penny, if you can see the fullness, the fatness, the true abundance and prosperity in that penny, then you begin to align with the energy of prosperity, out of which prosperity meets you more and more. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. It really does.
Yeah.
Does make a lot of sense. And yeah, I just want to give like a personal experience I had. Like it was before, like when I started the show, I had like maybe I was stressed about starting out and how to serve others. And then one of my friend speakers, she told me that when you feel the importance of one person, like if you just serve one person and they get something from what you do in that day, then when there is so many people in your community, you will really serve each and every one of them. You will feel like the humanness in all of them. It's not about numbers, but it's about this human connection and seeing the infinite in each and every one of us. So, yeah.
That's beautiful, yes. When you can see all of humanity in one, and one in all of humanity. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing, you know. And even as we speak here today together, you know, there's just no limit to what can happen. Again, even one person catching some awareness of the truth of beauty and their relationship to prayer, it expands holographically from that person to all people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's really, really beautiful. Thank you, Angela. And so, yeah, as we talked before the call, I would love if maybe you can guide us in a process or meditation.
Okay, so what I would like us all to do, and of course, this is only true if you're not driving and you're somewhere you can use your hands. do this. And if not, you can just imagine yourself doing it. Like some people are listening to the call from work, and so you may need to, you know, continue to do what it is you're doing at work. But you can just imagine yourself doing this and do it later. Or through the visualization, it will bless you even now. So just take a breath with me. Place your attention upon the rim, the rims of your nostril. So right at the rim of your nostrils, you can place your mind's eye, and I want you to put your attention upon your breath. And I want you to notice the breath going in and notice your breath going out right at the rim of your nostrils. Now I want you to call to mind anything that concerns you. It's as I was saying before, and it can be more than one thing, but is there a relationship issue that's concerning you right now? Or a money issue? Or an issue with your health? Or your home? Or your family? Or maybe things are pretty good in your world, and yet because of the things occurring in the world, you're concerned for humanity. Maybe there is something of going on in the world that concerns you. So just whatever it is, it can be all of this or one thing. Just bring it to mind. Just bring it to mind. I want you to now place your hands, both hands, on your heart. And right now you're breathing and you're allowing yourself to just think about the things that concern you. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about this relationship. I don't know what to do about gun control or these mass shootings or terrorism or global warming or what. I don't know what to do. I know there's a lot I can do, or maybe a lot I should do. Maybe I'm doing stuff already, but, you know, there's some point I just feel limited and I don't know what to do in the face of this. Or I don't know what to do in the face of this chronic health thing. I've suffered with this for years and years. I am at my wit's end. I don't know what to do. We just let ourselves be with it. And yes, just let yourself tap into helplessness. Just like, golly, what do I do? Or if I know what to do, maybe I don't trust myself to follow through, or I don't think I have the energy to do it, or the intelligence. Just whatever that concern is and that sense of limitation or helplessness is, just be aware of that right now. And now I want you to repeat these words after me. I'm going to say them once, and I'm going to say them again. When I say them the second time, join in with me. I offer all that concerns me. I offer all that concerns me to the prayer field. To the prayer field. I accept the supportive nature of the universe. I accept the supportive nature of the universe is perfecting all that concerns me. All that concerns me. Amen. 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 And now keep your hands on your heart for a moment more. And repeat after me this. I don't know how. I don't know how to let go. To let go entirely, entirely. But I am willing. But I am willing. Amen. 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 And now when you're open, when you're ready, just flutter your eyes open. And just notice how you feel. So what was that like for you, Monses?
It was like this. I felt this peaceful state within, and especially when you reach like the first let go, when like I can't let go entirely, but I am willing to. It's I don't know. It brings some freeing, like some freedom energy within it when we say it. So yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing. That's the beautiful thing about prayer, because prayer bridges the gap. Like you are, we all are, infinite, magnificent beings.
Mm-hmm.
And yet every single day, each and every one of us needs help. You know, you might need help. I mean, we all need help with something every day. We're receiving help. You know, right now technology's helping you. You know, you're helping me offer my message to the world. You know, I'm helping you fulfill your life's purpose. You know, so we're always needing help, receiving help, giving help. And prayer is just a way to connect to really being helped in extraordinary ways, to being served in extraordinary ways, that the supportive nature of the universe, I believe, you know, I don't know if this is the right way to say it, but wants for us to be supported. You know, it's there for us. It's wanting to be used. The Course in Miracles says, the problem is not that you ask God for too much. It is that you include God in too little. So if we think of that as prayer and we don't use the word God, it's like the problem is not that we include the universe in too much, it's or ask the universe for too much. It's that we include the universe in too little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you said, like we all need help, and like life, it's about like it's a co-creation between
yeah.
each other. We are not meant to do it all alone. Like life is about relationship, helping each other, because so this is how this is what prayer brings, like beauty to our life. This is how we can recreate so many things and bring more love and light to the world, is by helping each other. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Angela, I would also love to get some questions from the audience.
Please.
If you are open to that.
Yeah.
So reminder for those of you on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing *2 to ask your question. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your question on the question box.
Yes. And in addition
yeah.
to answering questions, I'm also, if it's okay with you, Monsef, I'm willing to pray for anyone who needs prayer. And
yeah.
if they tell me what's going on, I can possibly provide some spiritual insight, and then we can all pray for that individual.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so let's start with the webcast. We have Jean from Sunset Beach. What a great call. Would Angela be able to say a quick prayer that I could use to help me feel worthy enough to be financially secure? Thank you.
So Jean, I'm going to pray for you about this, and then I'm going to offer you kind of like what you're asking for, a quick go-to prayer. Okay? So Jean, just relax right now. And sometimes it's good to close your eyes when someone's praying for you because it is an auditory experience to some degree, and you let the words be sacred speech capsules of energy that you're allowing to affect you. So if you can shut your eyes, you can see how that feels to you. So we're going to begin with a prayer for Jean. Also, I want to say this before I pray for Jean. For anyone who wants this prayer, you just let it be for you too, okay? What a magnificent opportunity it is to know that all of life has conspired to bring Jean and I together in this holy instant, to affirm the absolute spiritual truth of her being, to affirm it so deeply and so completely in a way that is a revelation that she can never believe again a lie about herself. Just as a person learning addition realizes 2 + 2 actually equals 4, they can never go back to believing it's 3 or 2 or 1. I am affirming for Jean the truth, that not only is she worthy, she is infinitely worthy. She is infinite worth. The infinite worth of love is her life. She is born out of love. She is born into love. Her life is a life of love. Where there is any belief in the lie of worthlessness, we laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Oh my God, I can't believe I believe that about myself. Oh my goodness, I just release that sense of unworthiness. I see now that though a popular idea, it is false, false, false. And not only is it false about humanity, it is false about Jean. Jean is worthy. She's infinitely worthy, born of that which is the divine. She is the high priestess. She is the goddess. She is pure innocence, no matter what. No matter what has happened in the past, she is the golden light of love. I see Jean. I accept Jean. I accept her in her infinite worth. I accept as this infinite worth is realized in this holy instant that all relations to finances, to money, are healed. That Jean comes into divine right relationship with money, and money is simply an expression of love. It is a currency to give and receive love. It has no power in and of itself. It's just a way to give and receive love. So we celebrate Jean's relationship to money as a way to express the worthiness that she knows she is, that she knows life is, that she knows all those around her are. This is what I claim through the power of prayer. I release this prayer. I let go, and I let the divine love and the truth of this prayer be made manifest. In faith and believing, I say yes. And so it is. Amen. 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 Ah, so Jean, that is the prayer for you. Now, I'm thinking of the quick go-to prayer. I'm thinking what would be a good one. So bear with me. I like to do these in a customized way. I am infinitely worthy in God's love always and in all ways. Help me to remember this and live this. Amen. That's the prayer I get for you, Jean. Blessings to you.
Beautiful.
And that's affirmative prayer, what I just said to her. It's an affirmative statement, and then it's a request for help. Help me to remember this. Help me to live this. And you're saying, help me to the invisible love that is within the breath you breathe, that's behind you, in front of you, beside you, behind you, within you. It's everywhere present.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Angela. Yeah. That was really, really powerful prayer. And also the prayer that you did for Jean, like really the energy, it was so, so beautiful. So thank you.
You're welcome.
You for that. And thank you, Jean, for your question. We would love to hear back from you, Jean. So if you can share with us, what did you experience? Okay. And we have Ginger from Wellington. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, Ginger.
Yes.
Yes, we hear you. Yeah.
Hi. That was a very, very beautiful prayer you did for Jean. And I was wondering if you could maybe do one for me as far as having a deeper connection with the divine and being open to receiving my own unique gifts.
It would be an absolute honor to do that. I'm just wondering, Ginger, do you want to tell me anything else?
I kind of feel maybe blocked as far as developing what I have, like my purpose and what's fulfilling for me, and doing my soul's work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So stay on the line with me because I want to talk to you a little bit about this and then we'll pray, okay?
Okay.
So have you heard that, I don't know what you call it, it's not exactly a story, but it's the idea, these fish, they're swimming in the ocean and they're talking to each other and they're looking for the water, and they don't realize they're in it. They're in the ocean. They're in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the story that comes up for you when you ask this question, this deeper connection with the divine. Oh, my God, Ginger. I mean, just feeling into your energy, your voice as you speak, I mean, it's like the depth of connection you have. It's like you really already have an extraordinary, deep, 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 deep connection with the divine. Deep called to deep and deep answered, and that is you. So how do you feel when I say that?
Obviously, that warmed my heart and, it felt really, really nice. But then again, I just feel like I don't hear my messages and, I'm just,
So it warms your heart and then there's a but. Now, I wonder if it warms your heart and your heart is warmed because it resonates with what I'm saying as true. Like, is it true you have this very, very deep connection to the divine? Do you think that that is true?
Yes.
Okay. So I think what we really want to pray about is trust.
Okay.
Is it possible that you might have some idea about what hearing your messages from the divine would be and you're thinking that's not it? Where in truth you are getting your messages from your divine self and it's just a matter of your trusting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
How does that feel to you?
It feels comforting. Sometimes I'll say to myself, even though I feel like I'm in an awkward situation that, I'm being perfectly guided and to, trust where I am and everything's unfolding perfectly, I say those things, but then again, I can't feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I'm just very interested in praying for your trust, because if you trusted that you're being perfectly guided, you would feel secure. You would feel perhaps at peace, right? Because you're
yes.
where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do. You know? When you talk about using your own unique gifts and all, just tell me three ways you use your unique gifts right now.
I would say I do. I'm very compassionate, and I'm very mm-hmm. kind, and I'm very giving, and I work in home health, but my heart is really in energetic healing. Is where I really want to be. So I really want to develop more maybe into animal communication. And, you know, it's just not coming around for me. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's like, that's why I say I don't hear my messages, or I'm not.
Right. So right now you are using your unique gifts. You're using your unique gift of compassion, kindness, and giving. It's just you have an interest in changing the healing profession you're in to another one, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So what I ask for you here is do you believe that you can have this shift? Do you believe you can change? Do you believe it's available to you? Do you believe you have to work where you work now, or do you believe you can make this shift? Do you believe it's possible?
I do.
Okay. Are you doing your energetic healing where you are? Just, you know, as you move through your day in a kind of just, you know, I mean, in a way, compassion, kindness, and giving is all energetic.
Right. Yes. Yes, I do. I always try to stay connected.
Yes. Beautiful. Keep doing that, okay? And I'm going to pray for you now. Do you have any questions about this inquiry that you and I have done right now?
No.
Okay. So let's pray and just stay on the line with Monsef and I. So what a profound honor it is to be here with Ginger and to honor her extraordinary connection to her own divinity, to the divinity of the universe, and know that through compassion, kindness, and giving, through her own gifts of awarenesses around energetic healing, that she is in the perfect place at the perfect time with the perfect people always. There's nothing outside of Ginger that she needs that she doesn't have. There's nothing that should be that isn't, or isn't that should be. So I'm honoring her as an energetic healer right now, and I'm honoring her doing this, allowing these gifts to express themselves even now, right where she is. I am calling forth from within Ginger trust. It's a trust in the flow, that she is in a flow state, that her destiny knows how to find her, that she just is here to shine the light of her gifts and talents right now where she is. And allow the destiny to unfold out of the radiant energy that she's putting out there. Being Ginger. So I'm knowing Ginger trusting. I'm knowing Ginger letting, allowing her good to come to her. There's no more chasing anything. There's no more trying to get something. There's no more trying to be in the right place to have this happen. It's all Ginger, just simply being who she is, radiating the gifts and the talent she has, drawing to her all that she needs to continue to be in deeper and deeper and deeper alignment with her connection to the divine. This is what I'm seeing, accepting, and celebrating. I call forth freedom for Ginger, that her purpose and her soul's work is at hand now. Accepting this, I allow and let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 So how does that feel, Ginger?
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you
so
much for taking my call, Lisa, and that was just beautiful. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Ginger. Much love to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, that was really, really beautiful. I really loved the prayer. Really, your prayers, they have, really very, they bring this peaceful energy, and we feel the love when you say them. So, thank you.
Thank you. And both of those calls are really, really, really wonderful things. I'm so grateful to Ginger and to Jean that I feel like we can all benefit from that, from those prayer requests.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I accept that the supportive, loving nature of the universe is already fulfilling the word spoken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Angela. Before we continue with the questions, I would love if we can talk about the package you are offering.
Sure.
Medicine for the Soul. And I just want to share the link with our audience. It's yourdivineuniqueness.com/Angela and number 10. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Angela10. ANGELA and number 10. Or you can simply click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. So Angela, can you please talk about that and what their experience? Mm-hmm.
Well, as Gandhi said, I quoted Gandhi earlier, prayer from the heart can achieve what nothing else in the world can. And another quote of Gandhi's I like about prayer is not an old woman's idle amusement. Properly understood and applied, it is the most potent instrument of action. I feel it is time for all of us to become experts in prayer. As we awaken to the global heart of humanity and through everything going on right now, that's what I think is happening. We're moving from the Darwinian model, survival of the fittest, the reptilian brain and competition as a model. We're moving to survival of the wisest. And it is so wise, so deeply wise, to offer our lives to the energy of prayer support. So I welcome you to studying with me and to receiving prayer with me and to joining what is called medicine for the soul. And I want us to receive the medicine for the soul that prayer is and to give it, because we are all healers even as we are wanting to be healed from our sense of separation. So this is about living the life your soul intends. You're experiencing peace and joy beyond what you thought possible and truly being guided and directed by the presence of love within, which is what prayer will do and does. So as part of this, you know, you have that we're going to pierce the sense of isolation to experience relief and comfort and healing and connection, shifting, you know, that heavy burdened energy. We want to shift that to lightness and relief, greater possibility. Held, loved, and supported. And that's really one of the things I start with is what does it mean? You know, when we pray for people, we say, you know, I'll hold you in prayer. But what does that even mean? And what does it mean for you to be held in prayer? So I have put together a package that addresses all of this. One of the first thing is I put everything I know from 23 years of praying for thousands of people, and I have prayed for people who are Nobel Peace Prize recipients, to people who are in prison, to people every socioeconomic group, everything. I give you everything I know about how to pray. You know, accessing the healing power of prayer, connecting to infinite possibilities and feeling held and loved and supported. So I have a volume called How to Pray with a workbook that goes along with it, or, you know, like a, it's like an 8-page work, like manual, I guess I should call it. Two is I do a 4-part series on how to create a powerful prayer practice. And that's what I want to get us all doing, practicing prayer. We practice the piano, we practice meditation, or we practice yoga. Prayer is, it's a very simple, very dynamic thing to practice, and miracles occur out of a robust prayer practice. We talk about that. And then you meet with me live, just like we're doing on the call with Monsef. Another part of this is on the first Friday of every month. I have one coming up this Friday. I do live prayer calls, and we, in the whole Rethink Prayer community, we get what's going on, and we get everyone and everything put into prayer, so we can then share our miracles of what happens living from the context of prayer supporting us. The next item is something I call 7 prayers for transforming consciousness. There are 7 qualities of consciousness that if we prayed for those qualities of consciousness, for us to grow in these qualities of consciousness, this alone will align us with our joy and our peace. And so there are 7 of them, and they're like 5 minutes each. And so I speak about them. There's a teaching portion, there's a prayer, and then there's a prayerful practice. And you can do them 7 days of the week, and you just repeat one, and you just deepen in it. You know, week after week after week, there really is no limit to what can happen when you pray for. It's not about fixing this or getting that. It's to know these qualities of consciousness that your infinite nature is already alive to, awake to. And so those are the 4 items part of the package. I also have bonus items. One is, it's called Medicine for the Soul, and it's a whole lecture around how prayer is medicine for the soul, and how it's difficult to see that, the light in the seeming darkness, and so that Medicine for the Soul lecture is to fortify you and what that means. I also have another bonus called, it's piano music. It's piano, it's healing music my husband composed. And he's never had a piano lesson in his life, and it came to him spontaneously when his father passed away many, many years ago. He's done many concerts all over the United States, and it's very beautiful music. So I threw that in there for you guys. It really is greatly helpful to me. And also there's another bonus of one episode of a radio show called Prayer on the Air, which I hosted. And it has a lot of different people with different situations, and you can learn a lot by the spiritual insights, the situation they have, and then the prayer that comes forth for them. So I would love for you to join me in this work, and I welcome you to Medicine for the Soul.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Angela.
You're
and
welcome.
For this opportunity to do this work and to connect with you. Also, that you have the live call included, because
yes,
like as you said, like, because we have this energy within us, and we need to learn how to do it ourselves. Like,
yes,
we can pray for ourselves. And also, as you said earlier, like, to be able to see the spirit of God or the universe within ourselves, and see the love that maybe is invisible to us, but it's there for us and within us. And as a result, we can see it in others, and we can co-create this really magnificent reality that we are really able to create it for all of us. So yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for all those items. Really wonderful and really grateful for you. And yeah, so I encourage you, our audience, to take advantage of this. It's really, really powerful package. And again, the link is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Angela and number 10. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Angela10, A-N-G-E-L-A, and number 10. Or you can click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page when it becomes available. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you so much, Angela.
My pleasure. It's my honor.
Yeah, so let's take like one or two more questions from the audience. We have Zahra from Milton. She said, "My mother emotionally was never available for me, as she had her own survival mechanism dealing with my grandiose narcissist abusive father. I have this huge fear of intimacy, and it's very difficult to connect with relationships, especially my children. She's available physically, but she's not available emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And she feels they are not receiving the nurture they deserve. And she feels overwhelmed because any attempt she tries makes to connect with her children make them irritated, as it looks very superficial. So any insight will be helpful, please, and thank you."
Okay. And the name again is?
Zahra.
How do you say that? Sahar? Spell it.
Z-E-H-R-A.
Z-E-H-R-A?
Yes.
Sahar. And where from?
Canada. Milton, Canada.
Milton. Hello. Zahar. Am I saying it right? Sahar?
Zahra, I think.
Zahra. I'm really bad at pronunciations. I'm so sorry if I'm not getting your name right. Zahar. But anyway, you know who you are, and I know who you are. Okay.
Yes.
So, this is what I get. I get that you're such a beautiful soul, and you are emotionally present to your children, mentally. And I get that you're doing a beautiful job of nurturing them. I get that the only problem is you're projecting onto your children the wounded child you were, that you learned how to mother from how your mother was unable to mother. And when you try to connect with your children and they get annoyed, I get what they're picking up is you're being inauthentic. And it's the divine mother love is working through you beautifully. You're a healing presence. And your children are feeling emotionally supported and nurtured by you. So this is it sounds like good news, doesn't it? It sounds like such good news. The only difficulty is believing it. You know, it's for you to relax and you are enough.
Mm-hmm.
You are enough and you are emotionally available to your children. When your children have a feeling, you're there to listen. That's being available. Your awareness of your children. You have space in your heart for them. And so the wounded inner child that didn't get that, it's like nothing is ever enough for that wounded child. That the conditions from which that wound was created, they're over. Your past is over. Your childhood is over. But that wound believes that it's still going on. And so my prayer for you is leaving the past with the past and really celebrate the mother that you are. And it's bold and it's courageous to go, what if, you know, I'm enough? And you just, all you have to do is listen and breathe as your children talk to you about anything they share with you. You just, you're enough. That's the thing. You are enough as you are. So shall we do a prayer around this, Monsef? I know it was a question,
yeah.
But okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
So this prayer is for Zahra, and we're just honoring the Divine Mother, mothering in her, through her, as her, the fullness of the Divine Mother. I claim that the Divine Mother energy of this universe is not only nurturing her children, but the inner child, the wounded inner child of Zahra, is being nurtured too. I claim that Zahra is allowing the universal loving intelligence to take care of her right now and take care of her children, that there's nothing Zahra of her own self need do, that she is just here to lean into the love that she is and trust it is enough. I call for her the courage to trust she is enough, it is enough, and just bravo, 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 Zahra. Amen.
Wow, that was really such a beautiful prayer. Thank you. Thank you so much, yeah. Angela. And thank you, Zahra, for your beautiful soul and energy. Really, sometimes we just feel stuck in this self-judgment, and we beat ourselves a lot for not being able to do something that's, that we see normally. We don't know how to say it, like we have so many expectations about ourselves.
Yeah.
And then if they are not met, so we end up being so judgmental about ourselves and feeling not being enough. So
yes.
Yeah. Mm. And what you said, like in the prayer, you are enough as you are. I think that's an affirmation. I am enough as I am. We need to say it every day. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you so much, Angela, and thank you again, Zahra, for your question, really wonderful one, and so Angela, really thank you for the time you spent with us. Thank you for all the love, all this truth you shared with us, and opening our eyes to the true power of prayer that sometimes we forget about it. So really, thank you so much for that.
You're so welcome, and thank you so much for having me on and for us having this important conversation. I really appreciate it.
It's really my honor to be able to hold this space for you to connect with our beautiful audience. And so thank you so much for that. And
you're welcome.
Also, thank you for the package for those who want to go even deeper and want to do this for themselves and for others as well. So really, thank you for that. And
so excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're wonderful. And just I want to remember our audience of the link. So it's yourdivineuniqueness.com/Angela10. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Angela10. And it's ANGELA10. Or you can click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. And so really thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for your energy, for your presence with us. Really beautiful energy. And thank you for co-creation with us, because as we said earlier, like life is about co-creation, about helping each other. So thank you for allowing us to serve you in this way and creating this space for all of us. And thank you for those who ask the questions, really wonderful ones. And with that, I'm sending you so much love, and see you on the next call.
I'm just going to chime in here. Sorry. I just want to say thank you, everyone. I really feel the energy on this call, and I really feel the upliftment to humanity that just a gathering like this is providing. So just thank you for spending time with me. Just thank you, everyone.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Angela. Much love.